I was like, cancel, cancel.
You are all good. How are you? It's good to hear your voice.
Hi, Boo Boo. How are you?
Oh, you know, just trying to fucking piece my life back together today. How are you?
I'm fine.
Do you want to just jump right in?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's enough wine for now.
That's Allie peeing. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Stop Signs Are Optional podcast. This is Lindsay, and we have Allie joining us again.
Woo-woo. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, girl, you know it's going.
It's going. Okay.
So we're calling in using Anchor's Record with Friends, and I am down here in Florida, and Allie is living the dream in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm, girl, it's that beautiful 50-something degrees today.
Whoa.
Heat wave.
Yeah, it is.
Totally.
Oh my God. I have been dying all day.
Why?
Because I went out last night. No, okay. I went out yesterday for the Browns game and it turned into a fucking
shit show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And
I cannot wait to hear about this.
I sent my uncle a message earlier and I was just like, I don't even know what happened last night, but I went out for like one drink for the Browns game. And the next thing I knew, I stumbled into my condo at like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
All I know is I definitely hooked up with a guy. And this morning I woke up to a giant bag of shrooms in my purse.
What the heck?
And then...
Would you go foraging in the forest?
No, like Mally.
I know you're talking about the illegal kind.
I think I went foraging with like a drug dealer. I don't know. And then I went to the bathroom and I started my period. So I was
womp.
No, but I was like, where is my Diva Cup? Because you know I'm all about that Diva Cup life.
Yes, girl.
And I couldn't find it anywhere. Okay, so I know when I'm getting close to it, I will wear it, you know, to be it just in case.
Yeah.
I fucking left it in this dude's hotel
bathroom. That's amazing.
But it sucks because they're fucking expensive. Like they're anywhere between like $25 and $40. And also, have you ever seen a Diva Cup? Like it is... just like this silicone.
Yeah, little... it looks, I can't even, it looks like a dreidel. A plastic dreidel that you have to like boil in hot water before you wear it.
Oh my God. Oh, I never thought to do that.
How? You of all people.
But that's, you know what I do is in between each period, I put it in a jar with peroxide, hydrogen peroxide overnight. And then the next day it's back to normal.
I wish you could see my face.
Can I tell you a story about hooking up with dudes and this specific, that specific Diva Cup has seen so many bathroom sinks?
Because
like, especially when Paul and I would hook up, I swear to God, I'm just like always on my period because it's so long. And then I never know, like it's never regular. So I'm always like wearing it thinking it's about to happen.
My God.
So I used to just like go in his bathroom and take it out. And I would like try to hide it and like put it in a drawer or like set it on the counter or like try to hide it. So I remembered halfway through today that what I did was in the hotel bathroom sink, I like squeezed it behind the water faucet and like the mirror. So like he couldn't, so I guarantee he's probably brushing his teeth and he had someone staying with him. One of them were probably brushing their teeth this morning. Like, what the fuck is this?
They were like, dude, this is one interesting shot glass.
Oh my God. Oh, I hope.
Because there's no dude out there that knows what a Diva Cup is. They hardly know what a tampon looks like.
They probably... Googled it and they probably said, like, I can just picture them today. Like, what the fuck is, like, does she have this in her asshole? Like, what is this?
That's,
is
this so a funny? Oh my God.
Yeah.
We need to take a picture of a Diva Cup and send it to a guy and be like, what is this?
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Because their answer
is interesting. Who should we send it to?
Well, I can definitely send one to Tom because. Yes. His responses to those things are really funny.
Okay. Well, we'll send one to Drew too.
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay.
Too funny.
But listen, okay. So I have to tell you about the day. So it started with a single, with a drink at, and I'm trying to like cut back drinking, right? So I went out and I ordered a tequila for the Browns game. I ended up like showing up in the second quarter and it just didn't even taste good on my lips. Like I was like, this isn't good. And then I ended up getting a beer. And then some, like the people that I was hanging out with, they're like a lot of them are from Cleveland. And they had made some other friends that joined us for the game as well. And we all decided to go to some beach bars after because it's, you know, still like beautiful down here.
Yeah. Rub it in.
And the one guy and his wife were talking about microdosing with shrooms, which, you know, got my attention right away.
Oh my God.
So next thing I know, I'm in his truck buying like $300 like worth of shrooms, Venmoing him like a fucking idiot. I know. So I was like, well, and then there was this other guy and he's kind of cute. And I was like interested and talking to him, whatever. And I was like, hey man, do you want to just take like one of these shrooms with me?
Did you know how much to take?
No. Yeah. I mean, I knew that this guy takes a lot. So I was just taking like a small amount. I thought one shroom. I've taken shrooms where I've had one shroom that I was so fucked up that I was laughing so hard I thought I was gonna die because I couldn't breathe. And then I've taken a half a bag of shrooms and not felt anything. So like I know to like try to play it safe. So like I am feeling so good. I don't even feel the need to drink because I'm just like I don't feel high, but I just feel good. Like I'm just happy and good. And we're dancing to this band and I'm like, we're like running into people, like beer spilling everywhere. And it's this big outdoor like platform. Anyway, there are these two guys that are just like bouncing around. Cause it was like 90s and like they were playing some emo music and
like back in the day.
Yeah. So we were all just living it up and these two guys are there dancing and it's so attractive when guys just don't give a fuck and they're just like having fun and being silly. So this one girl and I start talking to them and they're just in town visiting and they're so fascinating. Next thing I know, this is at like 7 p.m., right? So I can't really fill in too much of the 5 hours between then and when I got home. But I remember just like the one guy and I, like he was just so interesting to me. We had such good conversation. And then I remember at one point we were like making out and I remember he was a really good kisser. And then he goes,
You thought that or the shrooms?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like, you know, people listening to this, they need a little like, you're the type of person, you'll run towards the shrooms. I will run from the shrooms. So this is all so interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey girl, live your life. Mm-hmm.
So then he goes, do you want to go to my hotel room? And I was like, fuck yeah, I do.
Duh.
And then I found out that it was the beach bars on St. Pete Beach are all like in the back of hotels. And then you can go out on the beach and just like bar hop from the beach. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he was like, no, like my hotel room's like 3 feet away. And I was like, this is getting better and better. Mind you, I still have this group of like 6 people that I'm with that are just like, bitch, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm gonna go get some ass. That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I have to tell you though, so weeks ago, this like things start to get real. I remember even thinking to myself, I am really fucked up. So the only thing I really remember is that at one point he was on top of me and I was just like, oh my God, this man is gorgeous. And then I remember thinking like, are we having sex right now? Because I don't feel anything.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Either he had like the world's smallest dick or I was just so fucked up that I couldn't figure out what was happening.
Ew, probably a little bit of both.
I know. How sad. Because he was
Can you even get hard when you're on shrooms?
Well, he wasn't on drugs.
Oh.
At one point, and he didn't know I was because he goes, are you on like ecstasy or something? And I was like, no.
Yeah. Not you weren't lying.
No, but I was like, little did he know I had like this huge bag in my purse of shrooms and I had taken one. But I didn't want to tell him that because I don't know why I didn't want to tell him that.
Well, you didn't have to.
Yeah. Oh, and they were baseball players. I remember that. And he comes up to me and he's like, how good does it feel that you can wear heels and still have someone taller than you? And I was like, it feels really good. Like, this is great.
But you don't usually care about that stuff, so.
No, I typically don't. But it did, you know, I just constantly, people, like guys especially, are always commenting on
your height.
Do you really need to have those heels on? Like, I'm barely like eyesight with you or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do with me? Like,
yeah.
Nothing. So then like the next thing, so he's like on top of me and I'm like, this man is gorgeous. The kissing was phenomenal. And then I think we tried to have sex for like a couple hours and I just don't even know. And
I mean, hopefully it was like a case of whiskey dick.
I don't honestly, for like, his he could have been, I have no idea. All I know is he was like, you know, you're welcome to stay the night. His roommate the guy he was staying with went out and like to continue drinking to be like, you know, let us have the room.
Yeah.
Thank you, stranger.
What a gentleman.
I know. And then he was like, let me call you he was like, you can stay the night, whatever. And I was like, no, like I gotta go home. So he was like, let me call you an Uber. And I was like, okay, thank you. And we walked to the front and my car's there with the top down still. And I was like, oh, fuck. It's like I have to put the top up on the car. And then I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just drive.
Oh, which God. Was
so dumb. I never do that. Like, ever. Like, I haven't done that.
Don't shroom and drive, people. Don't shroom and drive.
Don't do it. But the point to telling you that is I got in the driver's seat and he leans over and he goes, Cody, whatever his last name is. I looked at him and I literally just said, I'm not going to remember that. Like I know myself.
Oh,
and I'm
my
so
God.
Bad with names because.
Yeah, you were saying that the other day.
Yeah. And previously, I told him that, like, I didn't tell him my last name. We didn't exchange phone numbers. We didn't exchange info on social media. You know, it was just like a night to have fun and not do all that. And this morning, I'm like, man, like, he was kind of cute. I wish I could remember his last name. The last part to this story is I finally made it out of the house at some point this afternoon and I walked to check my mail. Walking back, I look down and there's a drenching wet pair of panties, a thong, in like my condo like hallway. And I was like,
yours?
This is familiar. It was my fucking thong. Just like, I have no clue. I have no.
And why were they drenched?
I don't. Well, because I don't know. So they must have been washing that. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
The
That's
weirdest
hilarious.
Thing. I took them and threw them away because I thought, what if they're actually someone else's that just has somehow the exact same pair? Oh crazy.
Oh my God. That's what is there like a full moon or something? What do they say? Mercury in retrograde or whatever?
I think Mercury just stopped being in retrograde. I don't know.
Oh my God. Girl, that was a holy Sunday for you.
Praise the Lord.
Oh my God.
The Lord.
Was the rest of your weekend wild? I know you went out on Friday.
Yeah, Saturday I recovered. Friday I went out. Saturday I recovered. Sunday I went out. Today I recovered. What did I do Friday?
You were out with your friend, your Latina friend.
Oh, yeah. Janet. Oh my God. We had such a good time. It was good. It was just more of like a girls' night. We didn't really. Oh, we went to this gay club in St. Pete, and her and I were just like getting it on the dance floor. It was fantastic. There wasn't too much to tell from that night, but what I was thinking, you had mentioned about how bad I am with names.
Yeah.
I'm about to pull up a message. I don't know if I can do that while recording. Oh, yeah, it looks like it. So, do you remember the Sam Alex story?
No. You have told me so many stories about so many people. You don't remember their names. There's no way I remember.
Okay. First of all, I just opened my Instagram reminder that stop signs are optional, can be followed on Instagram, can listen to the podcast. There's a link there to listen to it on Anchor. And that link will take you to all of the podcast venues that you can listen to, Spotify, Anchor, and a couple more. So I reached out. I have to read you this thread between this guy that I met years ago. Okay. So I get this message from this kid from an Instagram account back in May. And all it says is, do you remember me? And I said, from?
Did your eyes get big and you were like, fuck.
Yeah, kind of. And he goes, sorry, I know that's random. We went out a few times a few years ago when I lived in Cleveland, and I really liked you, but spontaneously moved to Boston. Does that ring a bell? Somehow you came up on my suggested friends on Snapchat and Instagram on the same day. And I was like, to which I reply, Sam Alex, with all exclamation points. I definitely remember you. How's Boston? Blah, blah, blah. So we like message back and forth a little bit. And then we haven't spoke since May.
Yeah.
So I sent him a text Thursday night. And this is what it says. I recognize how random this statement is, but I can't tell you how many times I've told the story about the morning after we hooked up. You graciously lent me a toothbrush, and when I came back to the bedroom, you stopped me and asked me what your name was. The Sam Alex name has become common phrase amongst friends ever since.
Oh my God.
And I did not know what he was going to say. He didn't reply until Friday night, and he was like, okay. That was a good morning. You can use a toothbrush anytime you like.
Wait, I feel like a bad friend because I don't know who the Sam Alex guy is.
Girl, it's because it was like, I don't know, like 150 guys ago.
You said it. I didn't. I'm just kidding.
So the story goes, so I come back in the doorway. He stops me and goes, I have two questions for you, Lindsay. And I go, okay. He asked me the first question that I don't remember what it was. And the second one, he goes, what's my name? And I go, Sam? And he goes, Alex. My name is Alex. Like, he's like, I reminded you so many times last night. So the next day, or the next time we hung out, we got dinner in Lakewood together. And he shows up and I'm like, Sam. And he's like, Alex. It's fucking Alex. Like, my name is
Alex. My God.
I was like, I can just, like, pay my tab and leave now. That's fine.
Oh my God, yes.
So we had so much fun together. Then after that was Tim Tom. And that story goes, I was hanging out with Alexandra and her brother and our friend Evan. And the four of us after decided to go hang out with this guy that I had met after a football game. And I met him through another friend after the game. And I don't really remember because it was late. I'd been drinking. So I didn't know what he looked like, but we'd been texting. And Alexandra goes, okay, Lindsay, are you sure his name is Tim? And I was like, yes, 100%. Oh, no. We've been texting like the last couple of days. It's definitely Tim. She's like, okay. So she walks up. She goes, hi, I'm Alexandra. And he goes, hi, I'm Tom. And she turned around and gave me the shittiest look. So from then on, we've all to this day call him Tim Tom. And evidently her and her brother ran into him. Like, I don't know, a while back. And they go, Tim Tom. And he goes, I really hate that name.
Like, stop. That's so bad.
Oh, I'm so bad with names. Like, I don't understand what my problem is.
Was this Tim Tom guy my dad? Because that's what they call my dad. I'm not kidding.
It just got awkward.
Yeah. You bitch. You fucking bitch. You're going to ruin my Christmas.
You can call me mom. It's fine.
I already called you mom.
Oh my god, holy shit.
I know. I love living vicariously through you, because some of the shit that, like, I wouldn't even have the balls to even take a bite of a shroom, but it's fun to hear these stories.
Do you want to sometime?
I don't know. I get nervous when I smoke weed. But I love weed. It's fine.
Oh my gosh. So I just remembered when I came home last night, mm-hmm. I called Aaron. Aaron.
Oh.
Yeah. We spoke for like a half hour.
Hey, Aaron, you're probably going to listen to this.
What up? No, we spoke for a half hour. I love hearing his voice. It was so nice. I felt.
Yeah, he was so awesome.
I felt so bad that he was on the tour bus. And I guess one of the guys was like, came in his little thing, was like, hey man, can you be quiet? Like, we're trying to sleep.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh God. But you know what I just realized is that anyone listening, we haven't filled in. So the last time we recorded was like a month. It was like 2 weeks ago, right? It was a month ago.
It was not.
Okay. So to fill everyone in. So since then I went out to Vegas. I met like these six comedians. We had the best day. Like, I was there for 28 hours or something, and I became remain close with all of them. But one of the guys flew to Tampa to spend a couple days with me after, and he is friends with a band called Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers. And so we went to Orlando to see them perform. And then I made friends with one, well, like two of the guys there, I think. The trumpet player, Aaron. When I came to Cleveland, Allie and I went, they were playing in Cleveland at the same time. So her and I went up to the show. We all
at House of Blues.
Yes. We all hung out, or her and I hung out with Aaron before the show, and then stayed for the show and went out after. And we had the best time. Like,
it was the best time. And we, like, we went into that thing like, oh, we're probably gonna get high and drunk and blah blah blah, but like, we didn't at all, and it was still one of the best times because all of those guys were so nice.
They were. It was nice to just, it was fun because they let us, like, hooked us up with backstage passes and stuff so we could just kind of roam around. And I had learned after meeting them in Orlando, I felt like the energy in the room shift so much when I entered. And so I really wanted to be aware of that when we were there this time. So I really just went in and, you know, we said hi to them real quick and just kind of
did our own thing afterward. Yeah.
Yeah. Let them do their thing and just bugged like Aaron and then the one guy that came out after as well. But that's just like, so when we went out after, it was James and Aaron, the four of us for that brief period of time, just having like that good conversation. That's what I crave. That's what I love about all of these friendships and people that I connect with. Aaron and I took him around Cleveland and we walked around Edgewater, and
that was before his show.
Yeah, he is just like such an intelligent human who has such an interesting perspective on life, and just you know, I was just picking his brain about so many things. And then he actually listened to our pilot podcast and was really encouraged by it. And you know, I what I loved about it is that he then felt comfortable just being more open about life and sharing things that we could have this great conversation. And that's my goal for this. I know that's what we, you know, being so open and just putting everything out there is the goal, is that folks feel just comfortable to be themselves and to know that, you know, the crazy fucking shit you think about is not just, you're not alone in that, because we all do it and we all think weird shit.
Totally. And I feel like the major point of doing a podcast together is the fact that we live totally different lives. And but at the end of the day, our main goal is to love others and like be, let others be open with us and just sharing experiences about people, about when we meet other people and what they share with us. But it's like, you know, I meet people through you a lot of the time because you are so open and social and I'm more closed off, but it's always such a great experience.
Love it. And you are always so fucking funny. Like before the show, when we were at the corner bar, just like we were just laughing nonstop, just having so much fun. It was like the three of us came together, and I swear it was like we were, when Aaron showed up, it was just an old friend that we hadn't seen in a while. It was so cool that we could just connect so well together.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I was super anxious to meet somebody different because I'm just, you know, tend to be a little bit socially awkward. Because
you're an awkward, but fucking I feel like,
yeah, but I think that's where I like, that's where my, like, you know, put in my humor or exert my humor. And then it makes everybody feel comfortable and we're like, eh, no big deal.
Yes. No,
but it was really cool and it was a lot of fun. And I think that's why, you know, he wanted to hang out with us a little bit more after the show, because you and I bounce off each other so well.
Because we're a good goddamn fucking time. That's why.
Heterosexual life mates.
So what did you do this weekend?
Friday I went out with, you know, the Lakewood girls. We went to good old Winking Lizard and had some drinks. And then we went to Avenue Tap House, and that was always fun. I mean, it wasn't as wild as your weekend, that's for sure. But, you know.
I posted a boomerang, as I do.
Girl, you love those boomerangs.
I know.
Oh, my God.
My friends give me so much shit about them, which just encourages me to do it more.
Man, they're hard to look at when you're hungover. Just saying.
My gosh. So
makes you kind of want to vomit.
True. But I posted that one boomerang of Janet and I was like kissing her cheek and it was kind of like sensual. And I love that you messaged me that night and you were like, girl, you don't kiss me like that.
Oh, yes, I did. I did. Oh, my God. And you're like, well, you don't let me.
I know. And then you said you would, though. So, you know.
Yeah, girl. Oh, my God.
I asked her about the Lindsay hello, and I was telling her about how I have my Colorado and Cleveland girls that I give the Lindsay hello to, and she's like, I can be your Florida girl, and I was like, can I?
So amazing.
Yes, I haven't done it yet, but.
You've got Lindsay hellos in different area codes.
I do.
I've got hellos. Anywho. But I did nothing on Saturday. I ran errands and visited my grandma. Uh-huh. And then Sunday, watched the Browns game, aka looked at my phone. But like we've stated before, we live totally different lives.
But you know what? There are positives and negatives, hopefully more just different positives to both of those, right? Like when I go out, I have a great time. I love meeting people. I love being around that energy. I love, having sex with random people. And, but then the downside is, you know, like I'm hungover and I'm like tired because I'm burning the candle. I'm spending a lot of money. And like, at least, you know, for you, like you're rested and you're not just blowing a bunch of cash. And
yeah, I mean, before I got married and was dating Tom seriously, I went through my crazy phase too.
Yeah, but, you did, girl. Yeah, you did.
Girl, that's why we get along so well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're having fun, and that's what you, like, that's what you want in your life, and we just want totally different things for our lives, and both of that, it's okay.
It's okay.
You know? Yeah. Life is not meant to be lived one way by everybody, that's for sure.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. I'm trying to think what else has gone on since we've seen each other last. So the pilot episode, we talked about the different friendships. I was just thinking since that podcast, the different friendships I've created or that we've created together, there have been.
Dude, when I think of like you and you're like, when I think of you and in your life, I feel like you make new friends at least twice a week.
Yeah.
Like if people follow you on Twitter. I'm saying like friends, not like hookups.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
No, but like if people follow you on social media, they will see how you are constantly meeting new people.
It's crazy.
Like no wonder you're bad with names.
Okay, so maybe that's it because I'm just learning. Like
you have
so many people.
Totally.
How can you remember them all?
Yeah, I mean you're gonna have to start like be like, hey, can I take your picture? And then get like a Polaroid camera and take their picture and write their name on the back and just start like a scrapbook.
How ridiculous that we have iPhones that literally give you that option when you store someone's name in the fucking phone is to take their photo.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Why do I not do that?
It's the teacher in me. I'm like, you can get a scrapbook and a Polaroid and then you can mark, you know, use your pretty markers and stuff and then just like write it.
Did you read Harold? I left you with Harold when I was.
Yeah, I did read Harold. I love it. I got to write back.
Yeah. Wait, so like since the last pilot too, I have come back to Cleveland and stayed with you for a couple days. We just talked about that. We went to the concert.
Yeah.
I went out for the football game. Oh my God, that night was crazy too. The night that I came to town. I flew in Thursday. I was supposed to go to the Steelers game.
Yeah, I didn't even see you.
But it was so cold. I got in at like 3 a.m. And that night got fucking crazy too. Like I was out of control.
I remember I was like, Tom, I don't know if Lindsay even came home last night. And then I went into the kitchen. I saw your boots next to the back door. I'm like, just kidding. She's here.
Oh my God. Mom and dad looking after me. How cute.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Tom does. He looks after you. Make sure you have your chocolate.
I showed up to Allie's house and her husband had put a Mally's chocolate bar on my pillow because as a welcoming gift because of the fact that I ate that entire one.
That we talked about in the pilot. That's hilarious. Except the one that he got you was like, an eighth of the size of the one he got last time.
Thank God.
Oh, I love it. He's like, should I get her another big one? I'm like, no.
No. He was so funny because him and I, when I got into town, he was home playing video games. So him and I were just hanging out. I was at your dining room table eating and he was in the living room talking. And it was so funny because I didn't end up seeing you until you got home from work the next Friday.
Yeah.
So when I was getting ready to go out Thursday, I was like, all right, Tom, you have to be my ally. Should I wear this earring or this earring? And they were hoops. Or like different size hoops. And he was like, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe. Definitely that one. Definitely the bigger one. And then I had my hair extensions in and then I was going to wear a ball cap. So I was like, okay, ball cap or no ball cap? He's like, they both look good, but you don't want to go through. You just did all of that work on your hair. So why would you want to put a ball cap on it? And I was like,
that is so funny.
My God, Tom, like,
oh my God.
No wonder she locked you down. I got it.
He kills me. He's so funny. He's such an old man.
Oh, it was
except
so
you were like, are you watching porn? And like, maybe.
That's right.
I can't wait to get Tom on to one of these podcasts one day. We could probably get a juicy scoop out of him.
Yes.
You talk about interesting life. Like pre-Allie, Tom was a sliz.
He was telling me that.
Yeah, he made his rounds around the West Park bars. He did his laps. That's why, like, for his bachelor party, they had it. It was named Dan's Last Lap because he used to introduce himself as Dan, and he would take laps around the bar looking for chicks.
Sick. Oh my God, Dan's Last Lap!
What a shit.
I said something to him about, he's like, I used to hoe it up before Allie. And just hearing your husband, like, in context, Tom is like, that's not something you expect to ever come out of his mouth. And I was just like, okay, Tom, I'm sure you were. And then he was joking about, I think he was watching, like, Disney Plus. It was, like, the day it fucking...
Oh, yeah, he watched A Bug's Life.
I don't know. Yeah, and I was like, what are you doing? Are you watching porn in there? And he goes, no. That would be weird. And I was like, but what, like, jokingly? And he's like, actually, no, I should. And I was like, no, like, that would be weird. I was just kidding. And he's like, but would it, Lindsay? Would it? And I was like, yes, Tom. Like, don't you dare fucking put porn on. Like, I am not playing this game. He's
trying to push your boundaries.
Yeah, yeah. And his humor is so dry that, like, I can't tell sometimes when he's joking. And so,
like, 95% of the time he's joking. And you just can't understand it because it is he's really funny though.
He is, but he talks so much too that like sometimes I have to like
zone him out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll just catch like a blurb of what he's saying and I'm just it's hilarious. It's fucking so funny.
Well, if you didn't hear him the first time, honey, I love you, and if you ever listen to this, but if you didn't hear him the first time, he tends to repeat himself like 5 more times. So you'll get it. You'll get it eventually.
Yes. We love you, Tom.
Tom. Oh man. Tom has so many nicknames by people. Cameron calls him Tomcat. I've talked to Cameron, but like he would call him Tomcat.
I call Cameron Cam Cam.
Yeah, and he called you Colorado Lindsay.
Yeah.
Oh, good times on that one too. That's for another day.
We're gonna have to bleep his last name out somehow.
Oh yeah. Beep. Cameron weep.
I have to learn how to do that. If anyone knows how to podcast, and like, so if anyone, can you just private message me?
Were we talking about this in the first episode where it was like, we talked about a splitter?
Yeah, I tried it with the splitter. It doesn't work because I wanted to try that to my phone. I don't know. It like goes through a USB or I need to get like a sound mixer. I don't know. Again, you know, you could email us at stopsignsareoptional@gmail.com. Send a voice message through the Anchor app. By the way, we got our first voice message.
What? From who?
Yes. From Jeremy's daughter. Yeah. I know this little 8-year-old girl is going to have her message played on like the raunchiest podcast, but I'll go ahead and play it for you all now.
Hi, Lindsay. It's Ava. I hope you have good luck with your podcast.
So cute.
Right? Isn't that adorable?
Hopefully, I mean, Lindsay, this is what I'm saying to you earlier. You know so many people. We need to get these people following the podcast Instagram. I think, like, what, too, we want people to know, like, our main goal for this podcast is basically, like, a casual talk between two friends that live far away from each other that lead completely different lives, but, like, have the same main goal in life, and we have so many different experiences and everything. What else was I saying? Because I start talking and then I can't remember what I'm going to say.
What are the main goals that we have in life? Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, but that's so cheesy. I guess it's really accurate.
Jim Florentine does a bit about live, laugh, love and how how everyone just has like all these quotes around their house and all this stuff, but like, they're like the biggest bitches. And so I came home after seeing him in Tampa and I looked around my condo and I was like, oh my God, I am like the quintessential Jim Florentine asshole, like to him. Like he would die just stepping foot in anywhere I lived because it's just all positive quotes and encouraging and like condo
what
wrappers.
Is the sign that you have? What's the sign above your toilet?
Oh my God, I forget. It says something like,
you said it in the last.
Okay. It says, I'm standing in my bathroom. It says radiate positive vibes. And life is too short to be anything but happy.
You know what's funny that it says radiate positive vibes? Is because, like, basically your ass is radiating, like, whatever's coming out of you.
Oh, my God. I thought you were making fun of how big of a butt I have, but you mean because people are, like, shitting?
Why the fuck would I make fun of your butt when I have a bigger butt? Girl, come on.
I don't know. I'm just used to people making fun of me.
I'm sorry, but do you remember growing up and how big asses were like not cool?
Yes.
And now everybody wants big butts. Okay, we started that trend.
Mm-hmm.
We came before the Kardashians.
Girl, before everyone, my family, it was like the family joke was like how big my butt was. And I think it gave me like a complex about it. And now I'm just like, whatever.
I would like, I remember probably in grade school dances, I'm sure they didn't play this at a Catholic school. Or like in college at a Halloween party at one of the many bars at Bowling Green when, you know, I like big butts would come on and I'm like, that's me. Mm-hmm. This song is about me.
That used to be one of my warm-up songs before a night going out.
Well, hey.
I would play it to get shit going.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, he knew what he was doing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, girl. We started that trend.
Yeah, we did. Hey, should we call Jeremy in real quick and see what happens? That was so random. Sure.
What are we going to talk about?
Anything? We'll see what he did this weekend. Okay, hold on.